So because we have a speaker after Holy Communion, I'll keep this brief, but I think it's rather clear what at least one theme coming from the readings this morning, and that is the need we have to listen, and to take in the message of the gospel, the message of God's word. And I'm reminded in thinking of listening of a elderly woman at the parish where I grew up in Minnesota, whose family kept entreating her to get hearing aids because she couldn't hear very well. As she got older, she was losing her hearing. And they would keep asking her to get hearing aids. And I remember one time as we were heading out after Mass, so once again, they were trying to encourage her to get hearing aids. And she finally just said, "I've heard enough," because she was okay with the quiet. She'd heard enough. And I think sometimes we can be like that with our Lord as well. We've heard enough. I don't want to hear it anymore. Or we sometimes get that way with one another. Maybe we get upset with one another. We turn each other off. I don't want to hear it. And maybe at that moment it's not the right time to try to speak to the person who would do that to us, but you hope they come around eventually where they're able to listen to you once again, and you're able to hear them again, and you come back together again in your relationship. That's what we hope for. And that's what it's like with the Lord as well. Just as that scenario I described to you, some people, they've heard enough, they don't want to hear it anymore. He contradicts my will too much. I don't want to hear it. And we sometimes even end up putting God on trial. And we're judge and jury, and we decide, you know what, he's not doing such a good job being God. I'm going to choose another God. I'm going to switch this God out for another one. And that's what happens. And the effects are always disastrous. You will regret the day you walk away from Jesus Christ. You will regret it. There's no question of that. And yet, all the statistics and the data show us that that's exactly what most people are doing today. They don't want to hear it anymore. This Catholic thing, I just don't want to do this anymore. I'm out. And you know, part of what that is related to is their insistence that they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. Because the message is the full gospel of Jesus Christ flies in the face of so many things that our civilization today are telling us are permitted to us when they're not permitted to us because of the harm they work in our lives. And as a result of that, I don't want to hear this anymore. And that's what happened in the first reading today with Amos. Amos is a prophet. He's been sent to the northern kingdom. He's prophesying the word of God. And out comes the high priest, and representing himself, the high priestly class, and the people, he says, you know what? We don't want to hear it anymore. Go away, you visionary. Head to the south, preach down there, make your money as a prophet somewhere else, even like saying to him that you're only doing this for mercenary purposes. And Amos says, I'm a dresser of sycamores. I was just doing my thing, and the Lord asked me to come up here and spread the word. And that's all I'm doing. I'm not doing this for money. You got to be crazy with all the trouble I'm getting into. They don't want to hear it anymore. And of course, what happened to the northern kingdom is in 722, they were completely destroyed. And 10 of the tribes of Israel were never heard from again in the Bible. They just disappeared. And see, that's what happens. And we sometimes think to ourselves, like, where's God? Where is God? And we need to sometimes ask ourselves, faith comes through hearing. And if I'm refusing to listen, it's no surprise I'm not going to hear God or see him and it round. Faith comes through hearing. We need to hear him before we can see him, experience him, know him, to be in our lives. But if I'm refusing to hear, of course, I'm going to feel abandoned by God. I'm refusing to hear him. But the thing is, he never stops communicating himself. But we can stop listening. So, brothers and sisters, that's the message of the scriptures this morning. Jesus puts the commission upon the 12 and says, go out, proclaim the good news. And go to a house and stay there. If they won't receive your message, then leave that town. Shake the dust off your feet as testimony against them. And in the Gospel of Matthew, he adds, it'll go better for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town for refusing to listen, because God has a better idea than the ones we often propagate among ourselves. He really does. And you know how this works? We remember Amos as a prophet. And we've had a prophet in our lifetimes who God raised up as a prophet to the nations in Pope St. John Paul II. And see, our experience of a prophet like that is, he's dead and gone. He's in his tomb. That's over. But see, before God, it's not over. He's awaiting our response to his prophet that he raised up to preach to all the nations. Are we listening? So for us, it may be over, but before God, it's not over. He's going to hold us accountable for the man that he raised up as a prophet to the nations. 116 trips outside of the Vatican, covering this whole earth with the Word of God, like an ocean covering the entire world. And that's meant to be his gift to us, but are we listening? That's the challenge, brothers and sisters. Because it comes with not simply newsprint. See, this is not newsprint. It's God print. This is different print than what you get in the newspaper or in a magazine or on the internet. It's God print. And it comes with a message that is not going to pass away. It's going to outlast even the destruction of the entire world and be there on the last day when we come before our judge. And what we need to do is heed the voice of Jesus. Repent. And then come into his mercy. That's what we want to meet on that last day, is mercy. We don't want to meet a just judge. No, we want to meet mercy. And the way to that, the way to change that moment of encounter from a moment of justice to a moment of mercy is simply to heed his voice, listen, repent, and receive his mercy. Because that's what it is. That's a message of mercy. That's what he comes to bring to us. And the humility to acknowledge that. St. James says, God is stern with the arrogant, but to the humble he shows kindness. So brothers and sisters, let us be reminded, this is not newsprint here. It's news, but it's not news of the variety of information as much as transformation and new life. Let's heed the voice of the Lord.